Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo. Growing businesses can choose Brevo as their marketing platform to help cultivate lasting customer relationships. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. There were scenes of celebration across the state yesterday as hundreds of same-sex couples lined up to get married legally for the first time in California.
Brad, do you take Paul to be your lawful wedded spouse to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish as long as you both shall live?
I do!
Everywhere, friends, families, and even strangers came to witness and support as couples pledged their lifelong commitment.
My sign says, "We believe in love and liberty and justice for all. Our country stands for freedom. Support all families."
I'm a straight, white, redneck American male sports fan who's married with a family, and I have a lot of gay and lesbian friends, and I'm here to show them that if two people love each other, they should be able to stay together.
I really respect the government, I respect the courts, I respect tradition, I respect the establishment, so to have official sanction of our marriage makes me feel more, in a way, more proud of who I am and more proud of who we are and more proud of the fact that we're now able to be fully respected by the people of California, or many of the people of California.
I'm here with church members who have baked 300 cupcakes to hand out as wedding cakes, and we also have something blue for people getting married today. We have a bracelet that has the date inscribed on it, today's date, and it says to marriage.
We want some wedding cake.
They've been together 35 years. I've always wanted them to be able to get married, and now they can. And they're getting married today at 11. I'm very happy.
How does it feel?
Great.
We're going to Disneyland.
Really, where are you going?
We are going home. We've got to clean our house.
Well, we've done so many weddings in homes and in backyards and in parks and in churches, and today feels like, oh my God, if we get to say, by the power vested in us from the state of California, and just even saying the phrase in the car and tears came to our eyes to think, oh, finally, oh my gosh, finally.
Reporter Juan Ha followed one couple who drove from Los Banos to San Jose, where they picked up their marriage license and got ready for a church wedding.
My name is Tina.
Hosanna.
And that is my mother-in-law, Dorothy. We're here to get married today.
Tina Avila is 25, and her girlfriend, Hosanna Castillo, is 27. Yesterday, they drove for 2 hours with their kids and a mother-in-law to the San Jose courthouse. They met 3.5 years ago at a club and moved in together within weeks. Tina has 3 kids, and they call Hosanna Poppy. Hosanna's mother said yesterday was a landmark for her, too.
My name is Dorothy Henderson, and I am proud to be here and as a witness and also a maid of honor. And not only am I excited for them, I'm excited for me because now they have legal rights, and I'll have a legal right to be a grandmother of my granddaughter, Athena, and Gabriel and Carlitos.
Having received the state sanction to marry, the family headed to the First Unitarian Church of San Jose.
I'm the Reverend Nancy Palmer Jones. I'm the senior minister here at the First Unitarian Church of San Jose, and this is a joyous, joyous day.
Oh, you've got one.
Yeah, I got it.
Congregants decorated the church with fresh flowers, while others put together a flower trellis in the colors of the gay pride rainbow. Hosanna is a Pentecostalist, and Tina a Roman Catholic. Both said a church ceremony lent extra meaning to the day.
Being united as one in a church, you know, with God, you know, it makes it more real. It makes it more legal, makes it more, you know, happy, more binding. I, Tina, take you, Hosanna, to be my wife, to laugh with you in joy, to glow with you.
I, Hosanna, take you, Tina, to be my wife.
And by the power vested in me by the state of California, I now pronounce you spouses, wives for life. I declare you to be legally married. You may seal this declaration with a kiss.
I'm Juan Ha, KQED Radio News.
We have more coverage of the first full day of same-sex weddings at our website, kqed.org. From KQED Public Radio, I'm Stephanie Martin.